on for.
This is Armed American Radio.
If they want to take my guns, they're going to have to bring a station wagon and a whole lot of friends, because I'm not giving them anything.
From the Carr Firearm Studio.
Mark, we know they want to take our guns, and now we're going to make them eat it.
It's 2021. We're in a new decade.
Freedom might be an uphill battle sometimes, but freedom will always prevail.
Proudly presented to you by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
On the Lead Slingers microphone, here is your host of Armed American Radio, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting for your rights, Mark Walters.
Welcome inside Armed American Radio's Monster Cast. I love this. It's the Carr Firearms Group Studios. It's the Lead Slingers Whiskey Microphone. All of this being presented to you today by X Insurance. X Insurance and all of our great partners, including Daniel Defense, that giveaway. Well, not, it's not a giveaway. It's not a giveaway at all. It's you pay for the tickets, and you pay $25. I got four tickets for $100, and then I got five tickets for $100. It's a raffle. Yeah, it's a raffle. I had a Joe Biden moment there for a second. Joe who? Joe what? It's the ATF, Joe. Anyway, it's a raffle going on over there. It's the ATF, Joe.
The AFC.
It's the ATF, Joe. He knows better than that, but he keeps jumping in on the program with me today. But nonetheless, here's what happens. You get in on the raffle over there, and you can win that $7,742 package, and it runs through the 23rd. So make sure to do that. You can check that out, Daniel Defense, at armedamericanradio.com, armedamericanradio.org. You can go to armedamericannews.com or .org. Take your pick, click on the banner, and support the Double D Foundation. Marty and Cindy Daniel do an amazing work with the youth shooting sports. We want to keep this word out there. You didn't know this, but it's the most participative sport in the country. But the media never tells you that. That's right, the shooting sports, they really, truly are. They really, truly are. But you'd never know that if all you watch is ABC and NBC so that you can CBS, because that's exactly what happens. Anyway, it's going to be a great program today. If those of you who are used to watching the show on social media, I want to apologize. Lots going on, lots of equipment changes, so you're not getting a video stream today. And I do apologize for that. Believe me, it angers me as well. I'm not happy about it by any stretch. I know Greg is on the dump switch today. Angry Mark could come out just because it's been a long day, but we have a great program and a lot to talk about. Sadly, today, before we get going with our first guest, and that's going to be Philip Van Cleve from Virginia Citizens Defense League, the search for missing Gabby Petito turned up today, just about an hour ago. Sadly, they found a body in the FBI they didn't do a DNA, but they came out and said it's her. And they had already notified the family. We're going to talk about that case later in the show, but it has just been a mind-boggling journey here. And I hope the parents, I can't use the word I want to use when I describe the family of this punk, this morally bankrupt family. You know, karma's real. And karma will come back to get these people. There is no question about it. They certainly deserve it. They certainly have earned it. I don't know how this is all going to turn out, but they're still looking for that punk. And hopefully they find him alive so that they can punish him to the degree he deserves and he has earned. All right, there's been a lot happening all week long. Let's just jump into Armed American Radio. 94.5 FM, by the way, conservative talk in Dayton, Ohio. We've been shouting out at you for the last 3 weeks. Hope you're with us today out there. Lots of family in Dayton, Ohio tuned in. My family, my wife's family, lots of extended family. 94.5 conservative talk, Dayton, Ohio, and surrounding areas. We love you guys. Welcome to the show. Phil Van Cleve, Virginia Citizens Defense League. Philip, how are you today, my friend? Thanks for jumping in here today. I do appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. I always appreciate being on your show, Mark.
It's always fun, brother. It's always fun. You've been following this case out of Florida, this unbelievable have you seen this stuff?
Oh, a little of it. I haven't followed it a lot. It's been a very busy weekend with gun rights, but no, I haven't followed it in great detail.
It has just been awful. I wish I could have said I didn't follow it because we all knew what the outcome was going to be, but nonetheless, it's awful. It just is proof positive, which is why we've been following it here, listeners, that evil is real and it exists, and you never know where it's going to manifest itself. It's that simple.
Absolutely.
Phil, you know that.
I've seen evil up front when I was in the sheriff's department. It's mm-hmm. very real.
You never know. Someone close to you.
You can't negotiate. You can't plead your way out. You can't beg your way out. It doesn't matter. None of that matters. It only makes evil more determined to take you out in as horrific way as it can.
And, you know, one of the things when we talk about evil on the program, we like to mention that evil, when it does manifest itself, it manifests itself at a time and place of its choosing. It's not going to say to you, okay, set your clock, or you don't get to say, okay, I'm ready for evil today. It comes when it wants, and you've got to be alert at all times, and what a god-awful case. Phil, you said it's been a busy week for gun rights. Virginia, yet again, brother, at the forefront as you guys move into an election and that weird off-year cycle you have in November. What is going on? We're watching you again. What's happening?
Well, the BCDL PAC had, a fundraiser that did on Saturday, all the shooting, it was a dueling tree matches and so forth. It was a lot of fun, lasted all day. Today, our executive members had a shoot, so I went to that. So I've been swinging lead all weekend, quite a bit.
Good.
Dueling trees, everything else. But we are getting ready for elections. Now we have early voting, so we're going to take advantage of that. That was something the Democrats pushed hard on, and so they got this because they have the majority right now. So we're going to take advantage of it. Fine. I think early voting is fine. We'll get gun owners out now and get them to vote early, which means when Election Day comes up, we don't have to worry that, oh, geez, November 2nd, oh, no, I've got to work today or I'm out of town. No, they've got a month and a half to get down to their registrar's office and vote, and they can drag their friends and family with them on a convenient day and drag them all down there and vote in person early. So we need to snap that up and just get everybody to the polls early, get those votes in, and turn this ship around. The Democrats don't have much of a lead in Virginia. They got 5 votes out of 100, and 5 over. They're 55 out of 100 in the House, and I think it's 1 in the Senate. But then a tie is broken by a Democrat. So we need, the Republicans need two seats to turn or to get control of lieutenant governor as well, which they have a chance to do. Because the governor is up for grabs, lieutenant governor is up for grabs, and our attorney general is horrible. His seat is up for grabs, and the entire House. So this ship could begin to turn around if gun owners would get off their rear ends and get out and vote.
All right, Phil, gun owners need to be scolded in Virginia. We know what happened the last election cycle, and it wasn't pretty. But what we saw happen, listeners, this is very, very important. Let me explain why Virginia is so important. It's a bellwether. And I'm going to tell you how much of a bellwether it is. We're going to talk about it in the next segment. But we watched Virginia become the model for the nation in the previous presidential election, Phil, did we not?
Yeah.
We saw what the Democrats wanted to do nationwide in the state of Virginia. This is what they want to do to all of us, what they did in Virginia. Democrats take power, take the reins of power in Virginia for the first time in a quarter century, and the first thing they do is shove 12 gun control bills down the throats of Virginia residents. How many passed and signed? 7, 8?
It was 6, but they wanted 7. 6. But I will say this much, though. We got them to back down a lot because we had that massive lobby day. They backed down on it. Yeah, they passed them, but they wanted it to be a whole lot worse than it was. They were going for the gusto.
Yeah, and the gusto was, of course, there, as it always is, a huge ban on quote-unquote your assault rifles. But we saw what happened in the state of Virginia. But remarkable after that. And the person I'm talking to, Phil Van Cleve. Phil, you were, I can't say single-handedly, but boy, I'll tell you what, you did amazing work in beginning to move the ball on the Second Amendment sanctuary over almost 2,000 counties across the country now. Picked up on Virginia's lead. Go there.
And by the way, one of the laws that they passed got rid of some of our preemption. So now local governments in Virginia can pass their own gun control. But because of what you just talked about, out of 194 localities, 13 is the only number in 2 years that have passed any local gun control. So 96% of the states said, oh, not only no, but hell no to more gun control at the local level. That, again, a lot of that was in part to that major sweep of Second Amendment sanctuaries at the end of 2019.
99% of the states, counties, and municipalities, cities, villages and townships said just what you said, not no, but hell no, to more gun control. It was a remarkable rollout and a remarkable effort. Of those 13, are they being enforced?
You know, that's a good question. I called one of them because the way their version is written, it's not clear that you can have a gun in your car in the parking lot, which is absolutely stupid. The whole thing is stupid. All gun control is stupid. Mm-hmm. But this was particularly stupid. The only people that would know at this point would be the police. Normally, I tell people, don't call the police to learn about the law. But since they were going to be enforcing that call, they still haven't called me back. I don't think they want to give me an answer because they don't even know, probably, and they don't want to admit that they probably aren't going to be doing anything in parking lots.
Well, I'm going to bet you that they're not. Generally, we see the cowards and the tyrants act as cowards and tyrants, tuck their tail and run, talk a big game, pass a bunch of stuff, and then they don't have the guts to enforce it because they know the people will react. Phil Van Cleve right after this.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure and to protect you. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
As host of this program, I am proud, very proud, to welcome Daniel Defense to our airwaves. Founded in 2001 by President and CEO Marty Daniel, Daniel Defense is now the world's leading manufacturer of the finest AR-15-style rifles, AR-style pistols, bolt-action rifles, and accessories for civilian, law enforcement, and military customers. Daniel Defense is a family-owned and privately held firearms manufacturer in Black Creek, Georgia, not far from these AAR studios. 20 years of manufacturing freedom has evolved into one of the most respected and recognizable firearms the world has ever seen. All Daniel Defense products carry a lifetime warranty, and the Daniel Defense name remains unmatched in quality, precision, and world-class customer service. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com. That's DanielDefense.com.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hey guys, Mark here. No music in the background for this spot. I want you to hear what I'm telling you here. You know from listening to the show that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business. But what you didn't know is that there are now over 6 million registered users. Think about that for a second. 6 million registered users. And it gets better. There are over 1 million, that's 1 million items listed every single day. Every single day. So I promise you that if you can't find it on your store shelves, you'll find it at GunBroker.com. That's GunBroker.com. Go register. It's 100% free. Hey guys, this hour of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Daniel Defense. In its entirety, makers of the best AR M4 platform rifles and AR pistols on earth. Visit DanielDefense.com for more info. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the show indeed. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom today on nearly 250 radio stations, Dayton, Ohio, 94.5 FM. Pleasure to be with you today. Hopefully, you're carrying us. And we've been saying hello to you for the last 3 weeks. Love you guys in Dayton, Ohio. Tons of family. Mom and dad met in Dayton. My grandparents, their mom and dad, all sides met in Dayton. Went to CJ, which was at the time Chaminade and Julianne. Now it's CJ. All my cousins went there, about 80 of them, big family. And their kids still go there. It's a never-ending parade of my family members in Dayton, Ohio. Incredible stuff. Every Thanksgiving and Christmas from the time I was born, if it wasn't spent at my house, wherever we were living, was spent in Trotwood at my grandparents' house my entire life. So I know the area well. Have in-laws in Springboro, family in Englewood, Trotwood, all over the place in Dayton, Ohio. So it's great to be with you today. Really proud to be filling your prescription for freedom. Every bit of this, Dayton, is brought to you, by the way, by X Insurance. We'll talk about that coming up in the broadcast. Philip Van Cleve, the head of the Virginia Citizens Defense League, longtime activist and freedom fighter in Virginia, joins me and a friend. Philip, it's great to have you here. Do you want to put an exclamation point on anything we discussed in the previous segment, the sanctuaries, before I move on? Because I want to talk now about Bloomberg and what's going on.
Well, I mean, the exclamation point is, don't ever give up. You'd be surprised. Again, we fought back. We pushed hard. They were in complete control, the anti-gun Democrats. They could have done whatever they wanted. They had all the key offices in place. All the chips were laying there. All the cards were aces were in their hands. And we still held them back. We stopped them away, quite a ways. In fact, they couldn't run away fast enough from the assault weapon ban. They knew that if they passed that, they were going to be toast politically. And so fighting back and not giving up, being an American, getting out there and just saying, oh, hell no, I'm not giving up my rights, and I'm going to stand up to you. It works. And you've got to do that wherever you are. Don't ever give up on this.
Yeah, that's such a great point. And this, of course, is a gun rights policy conference weekend coming up. We'll talk about that later in the broadcast as well. Phil, let's go now to why this is so important and why we're talking about Virginia. And again, this is a model for the Democrats, because remember, it's the Democrat Party as an institution that wants your guns. I don't care what anybody tells you. I don't care if they pretend to be on our side. I don't care who they are. I don't care. It's the Democrat Party that wants your guns. End of the discussion. Phil, what party do you fight in Virginia every single day that wants to take our rights?
Yeah, it's the Democrats. It didn't always used to be this like this. But now, I'm thinking of our House. In the House, we had one Democrat that had 100% pro-gun voting record, one. The other 54, were like 8%, 10%, zero, lots of zeros. They could not vote even by accident. They couldn't vote to protect our rights. The Republicans in the House, I think all but three of them were 100% this year. And the other three was like 90-something, and the lowest one was 80-something percent pro-gun votes. So it's just the way it is. It should not be this way. Both parties should be protecting our rights, and one of them is trying to strip us of them.
Right.
And that's just not right.
No, and look, we deal with reality here, okay? We're not sitting here holding hands and singing Kumbaya. No, we can't all just get along. And you can thank the Democrat Party and their leadership for that. That's just the way it is. All you Democrats that bought guns recently, we love you. good. It's a start. Maybe you're fixable, but it's your party you need to fix. So get to work and get it done. In the meantime, understand that when you pull the levers and push the little chads, remember the old chads back in the day? And you put your little cards in and you vote however you vote, or you mail it in and you're voting for a Democrat, you're voting against your gun rights. Deal with it. That's just the way it is. So fix the problem yourselves. It's your issue. Angry Mark, I'm going to put him back down. But we deal with reality here. It is the Democrat Party's platform that wants your guns. Fix the problem, Democrat gun owners. It's your responsibility. All right, now, we're going to fight you, by the way, tooth and nail. We're never going to let you win. And your party knows that. That's why we're here. How do I know this? Michael Bloomberg is now promising $1.8 million spend in Virginia to elect anti-rights Terry McAuliffe and, quote, other who? Democrats. Okay? That's where his money's going, because that's where he knows he's going to get the bang for his buck coming after your rights. It kills me. I see people masquerading, you know, as gun rights people. Then, you know, we got all singing Kumbaya. It's just mind-boggling to me. It's the Democrat Party that wants your guns, folks. Deal with it. $1.8 million, and he's promising more money. So now you got Bloomberg on top of you with that loudmouth Shannon Watts. Phil, take it away. It's a fight, brother.
Yes, it is. And, well, Bloomberg's always had a thing for Virginia. When he came down here 10 years ago, maybe a little more, and he sent people down here to try to trick gun dealers into doing a straw purchase sale.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Our General Assembly was so mad, and we had a Republican governor. They passed the law, and if he did that again, he was going to get charged with a felony, and he couldn't handle that. That whole thing that they kicked him out and told him stay out, I think it's made him, you know, he comes back to Virginia even harder because of that. We insulted his highness. So, yes, and he's going to be down here. He absolutely doesn't want Virginia to go back to being pro-gun again. He's hell set on that not happening.
And he throws his money at the Democrats. Okay, you're listening to me, folks, okay? Get real. Get real. Just because you're a gun owner doesn't make you my friend, any more than just because you drive a white Dodge Ram pickup truck makes you my friend, because you could be driving it to an Antifa rally. Woo-hoo, we have the same truck. Wow. Yay for you. All right. Phil, I swear, man, we're coming up on the GRPC. How important is the Gun Rights Policy Conference year after year after year? You've been participating for God as long as I can remember.
Yeah, well, it's a way for all these gun organizations, all the who's who of the gun organizations, and any gun owner can go to this thing. But that's where we communicate. We share ideas. I miss the face-to-face. I'll be honest with you, Mark.
Yeah.
The feels nice. But a face-to-face, I can grab somebody, I can grab my counterpart from Maryland or West Virginia, and we can sit down and we can have a chat about what's going on and what's working and what's not working. There's so much information that's shared there amongst all of us fighting the same battle. And I do miss the face-to-face, but it's always been an important event, bringing together all the gun organizations.
Yeah, you're right about that. We reach a lot more people through virtual, hundreds of thousands, in fact. But the problem is you get the video and the video and then the next video. When you're at the event physically, while there's far fewer people, 800-900 maximum for the most, and we had 1,100 registered for the previous one that we were able to get together. But the fact of the matter is everybody's there talking all the time when they're not on the stage, when they're having dinner, they're having a cocktail, they're commiserating, depending on where they may be. New Jersey,
Mark,
for example.
Why can't they just broadcast
10 seconds.
Have the real face-to-face and broadcast it and put it out on the internet like this, you know?
A lot's being talked about for the future. Phil Van Cleve, fantastic work in Virginia, brother. Thank you for everything you do. Virginia Citizens Defense League, we're watching you and we've got your back in Virginia as we fight, as the Democrats try to take your guns. Back after this with AWR Hawkins.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive 3-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines 2 layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam, and a patented impact shell made from U.S. soybeans. My 3-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all day comfort, and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high quality leather and a premium indoor outdoor sole that make them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts, or call 800-978-9358 and remember, use promo code AAR.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
As host of this program, I am proud, very proud, to welcome Daniel Defense to our airwaves. Founded in 2001 by President and CEO Marty Daniel, Daniel Defense is now the world's leading manufacturer of the finest AR-15-style rifles, AR-style pistols, bolt-action rifles, and accessories for civilian, law enforcement, and military customers. Daniel Defense is a family-owned and privately held firearms manufacturer in Black Creek, Georgia, not far from these AAR studios. 20 years of manufacturing freedom has evolved into one of the most respected and recognizable firearms the world has ever seen. All Daniel Defense products carry a lifetime warranty, and the Daniel Defense name remains unmatched in quality, precision, and world-class customer service. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com. That's DanielDefense.com.
The voice of reason on KQAM, Wichita's Big Talker, and you're tuned into the Armed American Radio Network. Now let's get back to the man himself, Mark Walters.
Absolutely love Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, KQAM, Wichita's Big Talker. You're tuned in right now. We love you guys. We love Andy. Welcome back to the show. All of this is presented to you today by X Insurance. We'll talk about our partners later in the broadcast in great detail. I'll give you some tips, some tricks, some promo codes, some deals, and we'll talk about some upcoming promotions as well. But remember this, if you think you have self-defense insurance because you've got one of these little third-party deals, think again. You don't. They do. And they can walk away from you if they so choose, if you happen to use your firearm. And that's not a situation you want to find yourself in. Because then you begin thinking, what have I been paying all this money for? What did I buy? I thought I bought protection. You didn't. You got sold a bill of goods. X Insurance is real insurance that covers your freedom and your businesses, your lifestyles, your cars, your boats, your toys, all this. It covers you, really covers you, because it's an individual policy. Make sure to check them out, please. XInsurance.com. They cover every aspect of your life because they're an A-rated insurance company, not some scam to get an email, to bombard you with emails and sell you all kinds of pamphlets and videos. Okay? It's the real deal. I get to my wit's end with this stuff. So many people I know have been ripped off, and I can't stand it. We're looking out for you. That's why we do what we do. AWR Hawkins, Breitbart News, Second Amendment Report. AWR, I got it because Angry Mark came out when I was talking with Phil Van Cleve about what party wants your guns. AWR, please tell listeners what party wants our firearms. Just tell us who we're fighting every day.
Right. Yeah, the Democrats. There's no doubt about it.
All right. Thank you for that. Let's go to Chicago really quick because we do. That's what you and I do. 40 people shot again Friday into Sunday. The number's rising as we're speaking right now. 40 people shot Friday into Sunday morning across Lori Lightfoot, Chicago. That's Sunday morning. That's not up till now, right now. That number is rising. AWR, tell us about
it. Well, yeah, I mean, it's just a shame. It's not only more wounded, but more dead. And, and kids are among those being killed. And it's always dangerous when you report kids' numbers or minors' numbers, because a lot of minors that are being killed are 15 to 17 year olds, 15 to 18 year olds. I know 18 is when you're not a minor anymore, but I mean, those 2 to 3 years, those years are prime for gang involvement. And so some of the kids being killed probably are involved in some pretty wicked stuff and bring some of it on themselves. But we've got 2 year olds being shot. You got 1 year olds being shot. You got girls in drive throughs with their dad, and someone drives by and opens fire on the car, and the kid's getting shot. You got kids sitting in a house getting a haircut. Bullets come through the glass, come through the window. The kid gets shot. He's dead. I mean, it's just crazy.
It's carnage, man. It's just carnage. Every single week. For years, we've been reporting this on Armed American Radio, Dayton, Ohio, 94.5 Conservative Talk. You're tuned in. Not too far from you, actually, just a little bit to your northwest, Chicago, Illinois, a killing field. And by the way, AWR, that number right now is a 5 p.m. Central Time today as we speak, just three and a half hours ago. 45 wounded. The number is up to 9 killed. 9 killed. And that number's rising. It will go up. As we're on the air today, it does every single week. And we bring you this number every single week because the mainstream media, while they're beginning to touch on it now, walks away from it every single day. Now, interestingly, you don't normally do this, but AWR Hawkins at Breitbart News wrote a piece. Let me jump in here. I'm going to back up. It's not on my list, but I know I saw it. 18 shot Thursday, 16 shot Wednesday. This is not a weekend phenomenon, AWR. This is an ongoing thing by the day. We just tend to report the bigger numbers on the weekends, right?
Right. I think 8 were shot Tuesday and 12 to 14 were shot Monday. I wrote that too. I mean, it's just crazy. There's no, I don't know what you do, honestly. If you live on the south side, or I think some of that's on the west, southwest side too, I don't know what you do. I don't know how you stay safe in a city that is very focused on preventing you from acquiring firearms for self-defense.
Right.
I don't know what you do. I just don't.
Well, you just added 58 more. You have 58 to 14 and another 8. So there's 18 and 16 plus 14, 30, 48, and another 8. That, there you go. You're up to 56 already. And that's just those additional 4 days plus the 45. You're talking hundreds of people a week, hundreds of people a week in the city of Chicago. I wouldn't be safe. I wouldn't feel safe anyway. And, I mean, you get to a point if you're going to walk around Chicago, carry your firearm with you. These people don't have the moral authority, particularly under these conditions, to tell you that you don't have a right to defend yourself. I'm not telling you to break the law. I'm telling you to be an American and do what you feel is right for yourself and your family. Either that or be a shut-in, which is what the Democrats want you to be anyway. AWR, Justin Trudeau, this idiot in Canada, we were talking about him a couple weeks ago, just keeps doubling down. Your headline, Justin Trudeau, gun control keeps Canada moving forward.
I mean, it's just incredible. What he's doing is he's criticizing Aaron O'Toole, who is a conservative candidate, because O'Toole wants to, this is what he wants to do, get ready for it, he wants to revisit the way firearms are classified in Canada. So when firearms are classified as, let's say, quote-unquote, assault weapons, he just wants to know, why are they considered, quote-unquote, assault weapons? And do all the firearms that are currently classified as such, do they meet the criteria to be classified as such? And Trudeau's just coming unglued. Trudeau can't handle it. And it's full steam ahead, more gun control needed. That's how we move Canada forward. This is crazy. O'Toole's weak, yada, yada, yada. What's wrong with what O'Toole wants to do? Because what if that quote-unquote assault weapons ban is banning weapons that don't really even belong on the list? We know the term assault weapons is a joke to begin with, don't get me wrong. But if you've accepted it and put a law in place, why not be sure that guns that don't belong under that heading aren't under that heading?
All right, listeners, we're talking with A.W.R. Hawkins, who has a couple advanced degrees. One of them, of course, is a Ph.D. Now, I don't have a Ph.D. I have a college B.S. in business management. And I'm just with my very simple mind, with my simple college education, I'm just going to ask a very simple question. Beretta has been in business for how many hundreds of years, A.W.R., just in the ballpark?
I think
600 years? 500 years Beretta has been in business. 500 years. Does their product need reclassified?
Yeah, no, I mean, it doesn't. I mean, to your point, no. It's absolutely crazy.
5 centuries of knowing what a gun is. And these people just want to reclassify everything. Now, I could tell you, I could, it's so easy to tell you how they do this, because they just chat, and talk on these fake news programs all day. And they create a narrative, and they set this narrative, and they get that narrative in motion. And then all of the other narrative driving losers on all of the other networks pick it up, and they begin chatting about the same thing. Isn't that true?
That's it. And so what they do is they put these assault weapons bans in place, and then no one thinks about the fact that, what was it, 3 or 4 years ago, the attack in Ottawa, that attacker used a lever-action rifle.
Yeah. Is a lever-action rifle? They're going to classify that as an assault weapon now.
So that's going to have, you know, I'm just saying, it's just, these bans don't work. I made the point in that piece that when we had such a ban in the United States, 1994 to 04, even the Department of Justice's National Institute of Justice said, crime dropping effect, that we can't find it, you know, and that's just how it is.
Yeah, before we're getting ready to take a break, when we come back, we're going to continue the conversation with A.W.R. Hawkins. If you want to read what he writes at Breitbart News, it's really simple, because that's what he focuses on, is the right to keep and bear arms. And it is absolutely mind-boggling to me. I'll tell you a funny story about some idiot on Fox News I saw just before the show, prior to the announcement that Gabby Petito's body had been found. Prior to that, keep that in mind. And again, this is how these idiots get away with doing this stuff on the news and creating and driving these narratives. It's mind-boggling, and it should anger you, because it sets a tone and drives a quote-unquote news cycle, and it's all fake. It's just a bunch of idiots bloviating. I'll explain when we come back. Don't go away. Hey guys, Mark here, and you know, from listening to the program, you know that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business. But what you might not know is that there are over 6 million registered users. I want you to think about that for a second. 6 million registered users. And it gets better. There are over 1 million, that's 1 million items listed every single day. I know you can't find what you're looking for on your store shelves. You're no different than I am. I can promise you that what you can't find, you will find at GunBroker.com. It's real simple. GunBroker.com. Go there today. Register like I did. It's 100% free.
As a gun owner, have you ever thought about the liability that would come with having to use your weapon in self-defense? Or the liability that would come with having one of your guns stolen or misused? Or perhaps you work in a profession like security or law enforcement that requires you to carry a gun. Regardless, it's well known that responsible gun owners and security professionals across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
I promise you a new year in 2020 on Armed American Radio. Now you get to say hello to Bersa. Born in Argentina and raised by shooters all over the world, Bersa is amazingly accurate, predictable, and reliable. Also, more safety features than you can imagine with added value in every single trigger pull. It's a gun you'll definitely want to own. Home defense, concealed carry, competition, target shooting, first-time buyer, seasoned gun owner. Whether you want something for your purse or service and security, say hello to Bersa. Bersa.com. BERSA.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
AAR self-defense fans, I am extremely excited to be introducing you to the latest, most effective non-lethal self-defense product I think I've ever seen. It's called the Defense Alert Device, or the DAD, by Tigerlite. When I saw this device, I immediately reached out to the owner. At only 5 inches long and 4.6 ounces, this thing can be openly carried in the palm virtually everywhere. My 18-year-old daughter now carries this thing, as does my wife. Consisting of a chemical spray and a powerful 5-mode blinding light, the DAD, when activated, also sends an alert and your GPS location to any of your contacts anywhere in the world, alerting them to your situation. This thing is life-saving and can be carried by anybody, hiking, leaving work, whatever the situation. Check out the Tiger Light, at tigerlight.net. Use the promo code AAR15 and get 15% off. The first 20 that do that will also get free shipping. This thing is the real deal. My kid carries it. I trust it. You can trust it. Tigerlight.net. AAR15. Take 15% off. First 20 of you get free shipping.
It's Mike Gallagher wanting to let you know that the crew of the Desperado Sport Fish in Virginia Beach, Virginia supports Armed American Radio and the Second Amendment, and I'm right there with them. Now back to Mark Walters.
Oh, man, I tell you what, during the breaks, I'm chilling. My blood pressure's fine. I'm good. It's all good. But this fake media just absolutely... it makes me sick to my stomach. I was talking with my producer, Greg, during the break. Welcome back, by the way. Greg, you want to jump in real quick before we go back to AWR? Can you bring your mic live? All right, he's back there working. Let me set this up, then he'll jump in when he's ready. AWR, Hawkins, Breitbart News, as I was talking about before the break, I was watching a Fox News piece prior to the terrible news of Gabby Petito. Greg's back, and Greg, I'm explaining that I was watching this Fox News piece I was telling you during the break. And this idiot anchor, I know who he is, I just can't remember his name. It escapes me. That's how important he is. He knows nothing. The FBI hasn't spoken yet. He doesn't have a clue what's going on. America's waiting to find out. And this guy's talking about wolves and bears eating the body. He doesn't even know what's happening yet. And we've got to put up with this. While meanwhile, family members are likely watching this stuff. This is the damage of a 24-hour, my father called me and said, are you watching this idiot? I mean, and you came up with the great word to describe what type of reporting, fake reporting, that actually is. What is it?
This guy is a media hyena.
And he's doing what? He's just sensationalizing for sensationalizing sake.
He does what hyenas do, and they stand around, they feed off of a mental carcass, and they just make the biggest deal, the most sensationalist headlines, the most grisly of a picture, so that you will stay glued to the TV.
We can only imagine what the wolves and the grizzly bears, of course, and the, this guy just... This is what masquerades nowadays, 24 cycle. It's doing tremendous damage to the psyche of this country. It is, and I don't know that we'll ever be able to get out of this, period. Let me just leave you with this. Sean Hannity's opinion is not news. It's his opinion. AWR Hawkins, welcome back. I mean, come on, dude. You got to agree with me here, please. Either that or throw me under a bus and tell me I'm an idiot.
I don't have much positive to say about the establishment media. I'll just say that. I can't really counter you.
It's just this sensational. It's 24/7. It's doing terrible damage to the country. Regardless of that, all right, let's go back because you've got so many great pieces out here. Chip Roy. Now, AWR, I'm speaking, and I can't wait for this. I'm flying up to Grand Rapids on Wednesday this week. Thursday, I'm keynote speaking on the steps of the Michigan Capitol, and I'm going to attack a big Gretch Whitmer up there, the tyrant of tyrants throughout this Dempanic pandemic, scandemic deal, locking down the citizens of Michigan. And Michigan's got a great gun, just a great Second Amendment culture and history there. And when I look at this, people don't talk about this enough, but your headline says it all, Chip Roy, because you're quoting Chip Roy, an armed citizenry is the only true defense against tyranny. Why is it that the liberal media can't handle that? Oh, what are you going to do? Take on the government? Are you people who don't have bombs? Why is it? Have they not read the Declaration's opening statements? Have they not read the opening paragraphs of the Declaration of Independence? They make you a crazy lunatic when you're simply because I'll go as far as saying this country's free today from tyranny as best it can because we've been armed all this time. Is that a radical, crazy, wacko statement?
No, I mean, it's only crazy if you hate guns. But, and actually, that's not even true. You can hate guns and still accept the fact that they serve that purpose. But if you're a liberal and you hate guns, then what you said sounds pretty crazy to them. But yeah. There's no doubt about it, and I always go to Federalist 46. All you have to do is read James Madison's writing, and boom, that's it. James Madison explains, and I'm paraphrasing, but he explains that the militia has teeth because when the people come together in a militia, they bring their guns with them. And if they didn't have guns to bring, what would they do? They throw shoes, they throw rocks, they throw rakes and forks. I mean, it would be a very silly thing to form a militia if no one had guns to contribute to the effort. And that's what Madison writes about, that Americans are exceptional because armed, and that being armed gives them the ability to repel governmental overreach. And he's very clear on it. I mean, and again, Federalist 46, anybody that wants to understand this better ought to read that. It's only about 2 pages long, maybe 2.5. It's not a long piece.
Well, you may be wrong, because David Hogg was out on Twitter just last week telling us that the Second Amendment was a collective right, that it was for military purposes only. David Hogg, you know, the Parkland survivor who wasn't in the building but was a few acres away, who is now, you know, a Harvard student. But I think you may be wrong, because David Hogg said so.
Yeah, no, I saw that little tweet of his. The thing people have to understand, and I know you and I have discussed this before, but it won't hurt for people to hear it again. If the Second Amendment is a collective right, or if I should say if the rights protected by the Second Amendment are collective, then so are the rights protected by the First and the Third and the Fourth and the Fifth. And so on and on I can go. And people have to understand that as one right goes, so they all go, because they're of a cloth. And our founders are very clear. As you said, when you look at the Declaration, Thomas Jefferson, we're endowed with certain inalienable rights, not by our president, Senator, House, but by our Creator.
By our Creator.
And that's the source. And those are our rights individually. We're born with them. It's part of our humanity. And it's part of the beauty of being an American, because we have a framework that protects those rights. And yeah, Dave Hogg, he doesn't know, you know, he doesn't know a 38 special from a fishing bait. And he wants to tell everybody how we should do this and do that. And, you know, as I say, every time he does something, I try to respond to him. I'd like to buy a pillow from him. I heard he had a great pillow company, so I'd like to buy a pillow.
Yeah, well, they kind of went down the tubes, by the way, really quick. What we're talking about here is very simple. It's the right of the people. People, the word people is the word. The right of the people to be secure in there. But see, David Hogg has no, people means people when he agrees with it, but people means collective and the state. David Hogg's an idiot. And let's just leave it at that. I think we've made enough mess. I mean, he's just, when you see this, it's so frustrating, but nonetheless, it's almost humorous, and it makes what we do kind of fun to point this out, because you are right. Federalist 46, only a couple pages and a fantastic read, and it lays it out beautifully for you. Combine 46 with the Declaration of Independence. Read it. And remember that you're reading the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights. Militaries don't have rights. Militias don't have rights. People have rights endowed by our Creator, not our government given to us that can be taken away. And somehow this is lost on people who just simply, it's clouded, it's bias, it's judgment. And that's, again, the basis for why liberalism is a disease. It's a mental disorder. It's based on emotion, not critical thinking. All right. Good heavens. We're done already? Craig, AWR, I apologize. The timing was perfect, but this hour is over, brother. Thank you for being here. We appreciate everything that you do every single week on Armed American Radio. Go back to writing for us. Go back to doing what you're doing. In beautiful Arizona, I didn't get a chance to touch on you. There's a lot happening. I wanted to touch base with you on Arizona, but we'll do that next week. Hopefully, maybe we can catch up with you later in the week as well. Armed American Radio's Monster Cast special hour coming up next. Thank you, AWR, by the way. And thanks to Phil Van Cleve as well for rounding out hour one. Neil McCabe, Armed American Radio's long-term Washington, D.C. correspondent, is going to be here for a special 1 hour. We're going to get some great insight as to what's happening in Washington right now from Neil. And then he's going to stick with us for a classic Armed American Radio roundtable. Don't go away. Back with Neil McCabe right after this.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive three-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines two layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam and a patented impact shell made from U.S. soybeans. My three-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all-day comfort and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high-quality leather and a premium indoor-outdoor sole that make them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts. Or call 800-978-9358 and remember, use promo code AAR.